And wind forced you to move inside today?
Yeah, and heavy rain. The field was pretty wet, and then the wind, was pretty strong today. So we thought it was a good idea to come in here, get a good workout, which we did, and hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to get outside.
Those elements, I mean, in a way, could have duplicated maybe Green Bay a little bit.
Other than the cold, I don't know that it'll be. I mean, it could be any. I mean, I know they're getting some snow now. We're assuming it's supposed to be supposedly close to 30, sunny, but that could change. But that field, they do a great job keeping in great condition. I don't know that it'll be much of a factor unless we do get some rain or snow while we're there. But I think there was more about the wind and even having the lifts up with guys filming. I don't think that was a good idea either. So. It was just better to go inside.
The bubble swaying get you nervous at all?
I didn't pay attention. I just don't look up. I just kind of go through practice, and I'm sure some of the guys were during walkthrough. I think some of the guys noticed it then. This thing's held up really well, which has been good.
How much has Chris pleasantly, and I mean not surprised, but just his resurgence from his slow start this year to being the productive running back that you were used to seeing here?
Well, it's obviously a good thing because he is one of our best players. He's our playmaker. He's the guy everyone knows when you travel around. He's the first guy people want to know about. So you want the running game to do well. We wish it started sooner. Then the first 4 or 5 weeks were slow, and I thought we really found our niche from then on. But it'll help us. This kind of game here is a game that we have to control the ball in Green Bay, keep that offense off the field. So this is a game where it has to be efficient. We have to get a lot of 4 and 5 yard runs. We have to move the chains. And so that's what we need to go in these last two games, especially this one. We need to finish strong with that. We're heading the right direction, there's no doubt, but it can still always get better. But to see Chris making plays like we need him to is a big plus for us, especially after the slow start.
Shuffling on the offensive line, I mean, how much difficult does that make it on the running back?
It's hard. I mean, it's hard not just for the running back, but it's hard just figuring out what you're good at. I mean, as coaches, offensive coaches, you're trying to figure out not only plays. You can call all kinds of plays. You can watch a game and say, hey, they played so-and-so last week and they ran these plays. But if you don't have the guys that can block them, or if you don't have guys that can pull, you don't have guys that can make adjustments. I mean, that's the hard part, is to figure out when you're changing the lineup so much, of really what that group can do the best in a short period of time. And that's a challenge. Now, I think that's part that's a challenge, because it's harder to adjust to some of the different looks you'll get in a split second. During the game, when a lot of times you don't have time to make a verbal call, you have to just understand the look and make a decision that way. And so that's the stuff you lose out on when you have this many changes that we've had. And that's why sometimes there's going to be a play that's not blocked the way we'd like it to be. And that's frustrating. I mean, I think CJ's done a good job dealing with that, knowing that there's going to be some of that. And I think Bruce and the coaches have done a nice job of limiting what we're doing to not put too much on some of those guys up front. So it's tough, but I mean we've still had some good success, and you're going to have some big runs like last week. And when you do have 8 guys and 9 guys down the box, if you do break through, you saw what happened last week. That's the risk of having so many guys around the line of scrimmage. But unfortunately, when you have all those guys around the scrimmage, that means you're going to have a lot of 2 yard runs also because of that. So, but that touchdown obviously was a big part in that game. So if we can get a couple of those on Sunday, we'll be thrilled.
How's Petrus picked up the blocking schemes so far?
He's been fine. Like I said, we're keeping it real. It's not real complicated. The team we're playing, it's going to be a quick game. It's going to be loud and all those things. But as far as assignments, that shouldn't be a big problem. And he's played. He's been in quite a few games with the Giants and the Patriots. So this guy's been with good football teams, winning football teams. So the game's not too big for him by any means. And so, he's been here a couple weeks now, got the system down, kind of what Deuce had to do, and all of a sudden Deuce played. So if he's the guy playing guard, then, we feel confident he'll be fine.
Watching film, seeing a guy like Casey Hayward, former Vandy guy, and the success he's had this year, can you just kind of talk about that?
Like him. We liked him a lot in the draft, loved him on his visit when he came over. You could tell, we all knew he was going to be a good football player. We were hoping we'd have a chance to get him in the draft. He went a lot higher, which didn't allow us to have a shot at him, but really liked him and liked the way he played at Vandy. He liked his attitude, really enjoys the game. Kind of reminds me a little bit how Cody Sensabaugh is, as far as their personalities of really enjoying what they're doing and being competitive. And they got a good one. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's playing well, and we're gonna see a lot of him on Sunday.